Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. I'm going to set the scene here. I am in a minivan with Mitch Tischler in Miami. We are on Miami Beach right now. Mitch, what do you think?
We're on South Beach.
We're on South Beach. We have just wrapped 2 days with DJ Swearinger, and can't speak highly enough about the amount of access he gave us. Really, some pretty wild stuff. Making his podcast debut, we have Mike Farrell in the minivan with us. Farrell, how you doing, dude?
What up, everybody?
What up, everybody? Farrell, what the hell is your job title?
I still think that that's a little bit in the works, but I'm a digital producer and editor.
Okay, so Mitch and Mike did some...
He's a digital maven. How about that? Yeah, digital maven.
Maven, huh? So Mitch and Mike did some serious hard work the last couple days chasing DJ around with cameras on the sand, in the gym, and the type of visuals we're going to have from this are going to be so damn cool. These guys really did all the work. I was just kind of here for the ride.
As per usual.
So we have a long DJ Swearinger interview we're going to play. I'm not sure we're going to play all of it. We're going to keep some of it for some TV stuff and just to be released later, but we're going to give you a big chunk of it. You guys are going to enjoy that. I want to talk about this trip in general. We'll be right back. Here's DJ.
And it's intercepted! It's Swearinger! And he is going all the way. They're going to mark him out inside the five.
Early in your NFL career, you bounced around a little bit. You know, we've talked before about that moment in Tampa when you're home watching football on Thanksgiving and how it kind of just sunk you. Your first year with the Redskins, before you had played a game, you're elected captain. What did that mean to you?
It meant a whole lot, man. I wouldn't say it was shocking, but it definitely was shocking. You know?
Did you like campaign for that? Or did
I didn't campaign at all. You know, it sort of happened naturally. I had a feeling just because of how, you know, I kind of took over things without even, you know, kind of, you know, it just happened naturally. So I kind of figured it was coming. I didn't expect it to be, the first year. But it was a blessing. I took it, with open arms. I felt like there was a role for me it's been my role since I've been in the league. You know, I had to go through certain things that I had to do, to get to where I'm at. The things that I went through made me who I am today. And I think it was best for me to have a captain, this time around, not early on.
And, I mean, down here in Miami, you got Quentin Dunbar's working out with you, Fabian Moreau. I'm sure there are other players. What does it mean for you to be the captain now in your second season with the Skins?
It means a lot because, I'm looking to improve. You always want to improve from that year one to year two. I think that's a huge leap for me. I'm banking on a great year this year. I'm banking on our team, just DBs-wise, as defense-wise. I want to be a top-tier defense, top caliber DBs, that you cut on the film. That's how, if another coach watching our film, I want to be able to say, this how we want to play DB. That's sort of my goal, for NFL period, building my legacy period, and I think Washington is a place where I can build that legacy to have, later years down the road when they cut on the film from 2019 or 20 or whatever it is, they're like, well, those Redskins play well.
So, again, speaking with your wife yesterday, she says you never stop watching film. You've got it on in the house. You've got your 2-year-old son watching film. How much different do you approach being a pro football player now in 2018 than maybe when you came in the league?
It's totally different because I have somebody to feed, for sure. You know, I have my own seed to feed. I know that he, you know, everything that he does is going to come from me. He's watching my every move. You know, he wants to do everything that he does. So, you know, just coming back home and seeing the smile, you know, that we put on each other's face is, you know, that alone drives me different. You know, first coming in the league, you know, it was, you know, didn't have a kid, you know, didn't have a girl, you know, it's just, you know, doing the fun things, you know, the younger things, you know, that kids would call fun. But, you know, now with my son, you know, it's made me more of a man, I got more responsibility now, and that's what's priority.
Let's go back to the football side of things then. The Redskins defense, when you laid out Marshawn Lynch on that Sunday night game.
Lynch. Oh, and Lynch gets whacked after a gain of 4.
Ever come over in the offseason and been named captain of a defense. He's the only captain on the defensive side. He talks more noise. He makes hits like this.
You guys looked like a really formidable defense. Injuries started piling up. The second half of the season, I can't imagine, went the way you expected. What happened as the year progressed?
Injuries did happen. I think we just, once the injuries happened, I think we sort of lost. I don't want to say we lost focus, but I feel like the attention to the details of small things that get you past a long season, I think we lack that, you know, just the attention to details that, you know, that maybe your body doesn't want you to do, but you just have to do it if you want to be successful in, on the defensive side of the ball. You know, I can only speak for the defense. But I think this year, just being our second year in the system, we'll know the ins and outs. We'll know what teams want to do to beat us. We'll feel each other better, you know, being second year playing in this system together as a defensive group. You know, we got some pieces added. So I feel like the sky's the limit for our defense and for our team. And I say the team because I feel like the defense will carry the team.
It's good that you feel that the defense is going to carry the team. You might have heard this. There was a change at quarterback.
Yeah. you know it. And as a defensive leader, man, you know, I can't put my marbles on that. You know, as a defense, I grew up, you know, watching Ray Lewis. You know, he was one of the, you know, I always talk about Sean Taylor, but, you know, Ray Lewis was one of my, you know, first and foremost idols. And just seeing how the 2000 Ravens defense, you know, did their thing, you know, they didn't really give up any points. You know, they won games on defense and special teams. And, you know, it's proven in the league, if you win on defense, you know, you can win championships. And the last 5 years, top five, if you're in the top five in defense, you more than likely go be in the playoffs. Once you get a chance in the playoffs, all you need is, you know, you just need a little hope, a little confidence, you know, to get you through those games and get you to that championship. And I feel like that's something that we're more than capable of doing.
I mean, you look at the Eagles last year. They got really hot and the defense carried them.
That's all it takes, man. Because I truthfully don't feel like that team was just like a big talented team, you know, but they had chemistry, you know, they had a common goal. And everybody worked towards it and got it done.
So let's talk about some of these players that you're playing with. And you can just give me one word if you want. Let's start with the new rookie, Deron Payne.
Beast. Yeah, I think he's definitely going to be a beast, man. Just seeing him in OTAs, you know, seeing how he moves. And the strength he has at I've never seen a young player, you know, come in as NFL ready as he is on the D-line like that. And I think he's going to help us right now. That's something I've been saying since I seen him in the championship game against Georgia. So I feel like he's going to make some plays for us for sure.
Ryan Kerrigan.
Kerrigan is, you know, he's a technician. He's going to give us, he's going to get double-digit sacks. You know, we definitely going to get double-digit sacks. with pain in the middle, you know, that might up that double digits to, you know, being one of the top three guys to lead the league in sacks.
One of the craziest things, your high school teammate, Josh Norman.
Man, he gotta get the ball. I'm expecting him to get the ball. He expecting him to get the ball. We need the ball. We gotta get the ball. We gotta get six. We gotta get in the box. We need a high school jersey number from him.
You wore number six?
Yep.
All right, I like that. Darius Geis.
Darius Geis will be a Pro Bowler. He will be one of the top three rushers in the league this year.
This year?
For sure. No doubt in my mind about that.
Alex Smith.
Alex Smith is gonna be, he gonna keep it going, man. He gonna keep it going, the old crappy vet. I just love practicing against Alex, man. You know, we make each other better. He's definitely making me better with, you know, how he controls the offense, you know, so watching him lead, you know, always, you know, try to find ways to be a better leader. You know, he just got here, but, you know, I observe a lot, and I can tell you he's gonna help us tremendously.
This time last year, you were getting ready for your first camp with the Redskins. Why did you choose Washington? And you have your reasons then, but now that you've been there a year, do you look back on it?
I don't look back at it at all. You know, this is home. You know, Washington is home for me. That's why I want to retire. You know, I've bounced around plenty of times. You know, that's, you know, moving is not, it's not fun, especially with a family. That wouldn't be fun, you know, moving again. I feel like this home, first year cap and second year, I feel like it's going to be a legendary year for my career. I feel like, you know, after this year, it's going to be the sky's the limit for everything, you know. And just for our team, I think our team is going to take another leap. You know, we're slept on right now for whatever reason.
Does that bug you?
Yeah, it bugs me a lot, you know. But I can't really speak on that because last year was my first year here, you know. If we slept on the next 2-3 years, you know, then I feel like I got something to do with that. But I feel like that won't be the case. I feel like the sky's the limit for our team, you know, with the defense and, like, with Alex Smith and the offense. There's nowhere we're going to be slept on this year.
You've become a big-time fan favorite in a short period of time, like you said. What's going on with your connection to the Redskins fans?
I don't know, man. I guess they haven't seen a safety like this in a while since they started. You know, they've been hoping for a safety, you know, that they can count on, you know, since, you know, Sean T died, you know, and knowing that, you know, it's very humbling for me. You know, it's very humbling to know that I'm the next guy, you know, behind him. You know, I guess, you know, from the past they haven't had that guy that they was leaning on, looking forward to. But to be that guy after him, man, it's crazy, you know, to even be talking about that right now. Just growing up watching him and just knowing, you know, that one day I wanted to be in those shoes, you know. But actually being the Redskins, you know, I don't know if I ever pictured that. You know, I pictured myself in the Sean T face mask, you know, plenty of times, but not for the Redskins, but to actually be for the Redskins and be following his footsteps. Being one of the fan favorites, you know, it's unbelievable.
Wearing 36 in the burgundy and gold, Sean Taylor's rookie number. Now you're training in Miami. You've been doing it a few years. Is there any correlation there?
Not really. I definitely have. When I was growing up, you know, I always, you know, wanted to go to Miami. I wanted to play for the U for sure. I never got that offer. I knew Miami was a place that I wanted to be, you know, just because, you know, my growing up seeing Ray Lewis and Sean Taylor, Ed Reed, those three guys that I modeled my game after, all came from the U. So the U was one of the places I wanted to either go to the school or, you know, just.
Ray Lewis just got elected into the Hall of Fame. I imagine Ed Reed is only a year or two behind. He'll be a first ballot. He deserves it. How tough is it for you that has this personal connection? Did you ever meet Sean?
I never did. I met his family, though.
So you never even met the man, but he clearly had a tremendous impact on you.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to continue that legacy. Does the weight of him, his passing, ever get to you?
It doesn't. It doesn't at all, because I just feel like my calling is my calling, you know. You know, I don't want to do what he did, or, you know, I just want to be the I want to do it how he did it in sort of a way, you know, just the presence he had on the field, you know, to go to one field sideline to the another, to, you know, pick off a ball, you know, to go 25 yards to cross field, you know, knock somebody up and all type. You know, I want to do it how he did it, but in my way. You know, I want to retire 36 as Schweringer Senior. You know, he wore, you know, I want to keep his legacy going, but, you know, eventually I wanted to be, you know, DJ Schweringer, you know, Sean Taylor and DJ Schweringer be right up there, you know, in the same category without a question.
Are you going to put the senior on your jersey?
Yeah, man, I'll put the senior on the jersey. Man.
Nice. What's more fun for you, an interception or a big hit?
Interception all day, man.
Even that hit against Marshawn?
Yeah, I think if I could have made him fumble, it would have been more. I like turnovers, man. I want to get the ball. If anywhere I can get that ball, I'm going to try to get the ball any day over a hit. Just because, you know, the turnovers change the game. You know, the hit does get some energy going, and you know, a hit can do a lot. You know, since elementary school, a hit would change the game. You know, I always, you know, had that energy about me to just, you know, make a hit and change the energy of a game. But getting an interception just, you know, breaks the team back, and it definitely changes the energy too.
I always like to end these things. This is you speaking directly to Redskins fans. Is there anything you want to tell them?
I'm looking forward to a tremendous season this year. I truthfully feel like it'll be a legendary season for the Redskins, legendary season for myself. Can't wait, been training hard, been training extremely hard, one of my best off seasons. I feel like ACTR is gonna be on the rise this year. Stay tuned, get your popcorn ready, get your two spoon shirts ready too.
Since you came in the league with the Texans, and have you seen the league change? Have you seen the rules change? Has your perspective on, you know, being an NFL player changed over the past 5 years?
Yes. When I came in my rookie year to now, it's changed tremendously. You know, when I was first getting in, that's when they was first, you know, harping on the helmet hits, harping on, you know, the big fines. You know, now it's sort of like kind of changed to where, like, you kind of don't see those hits anymore because, you know, they changed the game. You know, the game has definitely changed. You know, watching old film, you know, it's like, man, we used to hit like that. You know, it's definitely a difference of seeing the collisions now. And I think it's definitely safer for sure. I think with the technology and with how fast and, you know, how guys are now, you know, if you hit helmet, it's almost tragic. But I think the rules have definitely made the game safer for longevity purposes, for sure.
You say safer. Has it made the game better?
I wouldn't say it made it better. I definitely wouldn't say that, you know, but, you know, the NFL, I guess they want to make it safer, so they've done a great job of making it safer. As far as better, I always see football as how it was played when I grew up, how the guys before me did. You know, if it's not played like that, you know, it's not really football like I grew up seeing it. So I would say it made it better. But I like the celebration things, you know, the stuff that they've done to make the game fun. You know, the dancing after, you know, all of that's definitely fun. But as a defender, you know, it definitely can get complicated with all the rules. But I guess, like, you know, any other thing we got to adjust to and, you know, try to make it right.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
My biggest takeaway from spending this time with DJ, especially away from the team, away from DC, seeing him with his family, is he's just such a genuine person. Like, it's not an act. I'm curious what you, each of you, would say is kind of your biggest takeaway from, you know, 48 hours in Miami.
I mean, you kind of knew that he was like a football guy's football guy, but like, you see how much he cares, and like, he talks about grind flu season and whatnot, and like, you see the dude work so damn hard. We gave him, you know, outs during the workouts that we were doing with him down here in Miami, where we were like, yo man, if you want to take it easy and just do some stuff for camera, you know, go ahead and do it. And he's like, no man, he's like, I got 2 days. Like,
this I started is what I
it,
do, right?
Yeah, I started it when I was in college, and this is what I do. So that was, you know, it's cool to see that kind of dedication from him.
Farrell?
Yeah, his hustle was unbelievable. I mean, to be in Miami working that hard, there's so much other things that are happening. And for 2 days straight, all he did was grind.
Right.
Like, and doing it on the beach makes it better, obviously. But, you know,
it's also harder, though. Like, so running in sand, dude?
So much harder.
No, my man Mike was running back and forth doing the drills.
And almost got knocked out. How do you think that collision would have gone if DJ didn't see you at the last second? You can tell the story if you want.
Yeah, so DJ was doing a footwork drill and going all over the place, and he had a specific route that he was running, and I did not know what that route was. And he came right at my head. And luckily he's a professional athlete and was able to maneuver out of my way. I was very scared.
Yeah. I said it would have been very Sean Taylor, Brian Mormon-esque.
The butter.
In Miami, it was only apropos, like,
I would have died.
Yeah. Brian Mormon is going to fake it on the run, and he's going to come up short.
Farrell's a big dude. People listening don't realize Farrell's 6'7". How tall are you?
6'8", 270.
Right. And I still think DJ would have
trucked me out.
Truck,
yeah. Truck stick.
All right. I think I want to tell the story of the gym. So DJ works out at DBC in Miami. Look it up. Look up Dave Alexander. That's the trainer that DJ works out with. This dude trains LeBron. He trains D. Wade. When we were in the gym, we walk in and Victor Oladipo's working out on like some wild pull-up bar mechanism. Man, driving around Miami is so pretty. We're just going over some bridge and there's giant tall skyscrapers and beautiful bay. I see why people like it down here.
And you're in a beautiful minivan.
This is a nice-ass minivan. So we're at the gym. We walk in. Victor Oladipo is just working out. The folks at DBC couldn't have been cooler, nicer. They let us have the run of the place, which was wild. While we're in there, Rashad Jones was working out, who's a safety with the Dolphins. Over the course of the day, we see, obviously, DJ Swearinger. Quentin Dunbar came and worked out with him. Nerlens Noel was in there.
Julius Randle
was in there.
The Titans DB.
Jonathan Cyprian was in there. I had an interesting conversation with Sip, too, because when the Redskins signed Swearinger, I had actually written back then that they were probably going to target either Cyprian or Swearinger. And Cyprian said, he's like, yeah, man, I thought the three places I would end up were Nashville, Washington, I think he said Cleveland. But it was just kind of funny how it all shakes out in a way. Working out at that gym was cool. I didn't work out, but being in that gym was very, very cool.
By the way, Nashville, Washington, Cleveland. I mean, one of those is a clear underdog there, right?
Right.
The location was awesome. It's in the Miami Arts District. So you've got all of these, like, really cool graffiti walls all over the city, like, centrally located right there. And then the entire interior had been done by a graffiti artist.
Yeah.
So, like, just the visuals of that are amazing, and it's going to look really cool on film.
Yeah, once we post all this stuff, it's going to look crazy.
And, like, all the sayings and stuff on the wall, like, they had, like, the witness for LeBron. They had, like, you know, the no pain, no gain, like, all in cool calligraphy and stuff. It was real cool.
And then the beach workout was awesome. It's crazy how many NFL players are down here. DJ was, they had four guys working out on the beach with a trainer, and like nobody noticed. All the other people on the beach just kind of went about their afternoon, which I found crazy that like nobody would want pictures or ask for autographs or anything like that. But I think it's just like there are so many pro athletes down here that it's kind of not a big deal. I don't know.
Not to mention four pro athletes, two cameras, and three people running around.
Right.
You know, nobody batted an eye. It wasn't right. a thing.
It was wild. Let's wrap because it's probably going along. What was your favorite part of the trip? Farrell, you can start.
I think the beach workout. Like, those guys, the scenics of the beach, and just the weather was awesome. And just seeing how hard they were working and getting to be that close to those guys doing their thing. It was incredible.
Yeah, it's a good one. There's no wrong answers here, by the way.
We see football all the time, so, like, it's super cool
seeing
those guys.
Don't steal mine, Mitch. Shit, do not steal mine.
Watching them play catch with his son on the beach.
I knew that was what... God, that was mine.
You know how cool it is for us to see these guys away from the field.
Yeah.
And, like, their personalities and the way they interact with their family and all that kind of stuff. To me, that's the stuff that, like, that's real cool, and I think that's the stuff that really shows, like, a lot about the man, you
who
know?
They are, right? Yeah. Since Mitch stole mine unfairly, I'm going to say the interview, getting to sit down and really talk with him, because I talk to DJ a lot. Rarely is it in that sort of, well, so we did a sit-down last year in the practice bubble in Ashburn, but this is just so different because, like, now I've been covering him for a year. We have a familiarity. But, like, we were talking about family, you know, like how he was raised, how, you know, hardships he overcame, stuff like that. And that's like that's a real conversation in a way that talking about, you know, nickel versus base defense will never be. All in all, I think this was a great success. What say you, boys?
Absolutely. 100%.
I'm trying to think if anything funny happened. I ate a lobster at like 10 o'clock. That was pretty cool. Mitch had a lobster. Farrell had lobster tacos or fish tacos. What'd you
have? Fish tacos, yeah. Black and shrimp tacos.
Dude, how about this? I'll end it on this. And if you're a lawyer or, like, I don't know if, like, medically, none of this counts as document. None of this is documentable. How about that? Is that a word?
None of this actually happened.
None of this actually happened.
Enjoy the story.
But hypothetically, so Farrell is getting married in Tampa. Tampa's a big cigar place. Farrell brought us cigars, hypothetically, to enjoy down in Miami. And I haven't hypothetically smoked a cigar in like 5-7 years. I don't know. It's been a while. I enjoyed that. That was fun sitting out there. And
was there hypothetical bourbon or no?
There was. You know what? The bourbon wasn't hypothetical. There was actual bourbon. Here's my beef with cigars, dude, and I can taste it right now. I'm going to have cigar taste in my mouth for like a week. Is that like part of it? Is that cool?
That's the way it works.
But like,
that's when you know you had a good cigar.
Is it going to mess up my, like, Diet Coke Big Gulp taste? Because I like that taste.
Yeah, it'll still be fine.
We'll get you a damn Big Gulp. I've been asking for a Big Gulp for 3 days, and Mitch won't stop. All right, folks, if you made it this far, Farrell, do you know the last line?
I don't.
Mitch. Yeah. You're good.
Well, Farrell, you'll learn at the podcast party on August 4th. Richmond at training camp.
At Matchbox.
If at Matchbox, if you made it this far, we owe you a beer.